you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The doctor is in court.
Available for trial, go ahead.
Yep, he's a plastic surgeon. Even the judge can't believe it.
Unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room.
What we've learned about the doctor.
Then, Golden Globes, home edition. From Glamour to PJs, as the Globes go to the dogs. And Meghan and Harry sit down secrets with Oprah.
There is no subject that's off limits.
And exclusive, what Tiger Woods' former mistress number one is telling only Inside Edition today.
There was a little bit of shock.
Her message to Tiger, plus runaway tires. This mom just lost her life.
Tires falling off of vehicles can become missiles.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. The multitasking surgeon who zoomed into a court appearance while in the midst of a procedure may find he'll have plenty of time on his hand. The California Medical Society will be investigating the surgeon whose court appearance was stopped by the judge when he realized the man was operating. Now one of his former patients is speaking with Megan Alexander.
Hello.
He's the surgeon making headlines because he appeared in traffic court straight from the operating room.
An insane moment here.
Now, one of his patients is coming to his defense.
He would never put his patients at harm.
Available for trial, go right ahead.
Plastic surgeon Dr. Scott Green was before a judge for allegedly speeding. As he is sworn in at a court in Sacramento, you can see what appears to be blood on his surgical gloves. You can also hear medical equipment beeping. The judge is perplexed.
Unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
The judge is reluctant to proceed out of concern for the patient.
I have another surgeon right here who is doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
Not at all. I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate.
The judge decides to reschedule.
I apologize, Your Honor, to the court. Sometimes surgery doesn't always go as
the court. You know, it happens. We want to keep people healthy. We want to keep them alive.
Now, the Medical Board of California says it will investigate Green. The doctor's website says he is board certified and performs facelifts, mommy makeovers, and breast augmentation. This video also appears on the website.
I'm sorry, I can't show you the rest of these things we're talking about because they're super cool.
43-year-old Teresa Moreno says Dr. Green has performed two procedures on her for a tummy tuck and breast augmentation.
I feel Dr. Green is a great doctor. I would still go back to him. Even with what's going on.
What was your reaction to seeing this video?
I actually was kind of surprised.
I'm available for trial. Go right ahead.
The doctor's traffic court appearance was rescheduled to this Thursday. Hoodies and technical glitches. It's been part of life during the pandemic, and it was front and center during last night's Golden Globes. The ceremony, delayed for 2 months because of the pandemic, was mostly virtual, with stars zooming into the show, many right from the comfort of their own couches. Here's Amber Cagliano.
The show was a family affair as the world got a rare glimpse into the personal lives of many big stars. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban took in the evening with their two daughters. Kate Hudson partied with her entire family, including Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Family pets also made an appearance. There's Jodie Foster in PJs with her pooch and giving her wife a smooch after winning Best Actress. Sarah Paulson and The Crown's Emma Corrin were joined by their furry family members. There has never been an award show this personal, says Variety senior correspondent Elizabeth Wagmeister.
That was a really kind of sweet moment for all of these stars, just to be able to see them in their own home environments. It feels more personal than a normal award show would when everybody is in diamonds and gowns sitting in a ballroom.
Co-hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler broadcast separately from New York and Los Angeles, but through the magic of television, they looked like they shared a stage, except for this.
Technology is so great, you're never going to be able to tell the difference. It's going to be smooth sailing.
You won't even notice.
Presenters appeared in person, but all the nominees attended virtually. Their fashion choices had everyone buzzing for very different reasons. Presenter Margot Robbie dazzled on the red carpet. Cynthia Erivo wowed in a neon green Valentino gown. And Gal Gadot, who just announced she was pregnant with her third child, looked stunning in a white Givenchy dress. Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit was regal in an emerald Dior dress. Amanda Seyfried glowed in a coral gown by Oscar de la Renta. Regina King showed off her curves in Louis Vuitton. And Lily Collins looked beautiful in a Saint Laurent one-shoulder gown. But then there were the ones who went much more casual. Bill Murray in a blue Hawaiian t-shirt. Jeff Daniels wore a plaid flannel shirt. And Jason Sudeikis was a hit with his tie-dyed sweatshirt.
That's nuts. Especially, that's crazy. Okay.
If anybody wants to know where they can get Jason Sudeikis' hoodie, go to nbc.com/globesfashion.
Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat subsequent movie film.
With his acceptance speech for Best Actor in a Comedy, Sacha Baron Cohen was a big winner for his Borat sequel and gave everyone a big laugh with his political jokes.
Hold on. Donald Trump is contesting the result. He's claiming that a lot of dead people voted, which is a very rude thing to say about the HFPA.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association came under fire after it was revealed that there was not one black person among its 87 members.
You got to change that. So here's to changing it.
Did the Hollywood Foreign Press Association do enough to address this issue with diversity?
They really didn't do a lot last night, which indicates to me that they knew that they had to address it, but they didn't want to harp on it.
The most touching moment of the evening came after the late Chadwick Boseman won Best Actor from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
And the Golden Globe goes to Chadwick Boseman.
His widow accepted the award on his behalf.
He would say something beautiful, something that would amplify that little voice inside of all of us that tells you you can, that tells you to keep going. I don't have his words, but we have to take all the moments to celebrate those we love. So thank you.
Now Hollywood's focus is on the Oscars. Those nominations will be announced on March 15th. And the countdown is on for Sunday's airing of Oprah Winfrey's sit-down with Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. And snippets of the chat are beginning to be shared. We've learned a few details about the interview, including that it was filmed at a secret location.
It's your first look at Meghan and Harry's face-to-face with Oprah.
I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side.
And it looks like a blockbuster.
I just want to make it clear to everybody, there is no subject that's off limits.
In a new promo, Meghan sits there stone-faced.
Were you silent or were you silenced? Almost unsurvivable. Sounds like there was a breaking point.
You won't hear her answers until the full interview airs next Sunday night on CBS. Harry compares the turmoil Princess Diana went through with their own challenges.
I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other.
Megan wears a $4,700 Armani dress with an appliqué over the shoulder, and you can see her growing baby bump. CBS This Morning's Gail King says Oprah is proud of the interview.
She believes it's the best she's ever done, and she said it was more than, it wasn't just her, though. It was because the conversation apparently was so candid with all three of them. They all look comfortable sitting and talking to each other.
Although Oprah, Meghan, and Harry are neighbors in Montecito, California, the interview took place elsewhere.
They taped at a friend's home. People said it was at Oprah's house or Harry and Meghan. It was at a friend's home.
Meghan wore jewelry with special meaning to the mother-in-law she never knew. That's Princess Diana's diamond bracelet. And look who won last night's Golden Globes for playing Diana in the hit Netflix series The Crown.
Emma Corrin, The Crown.
Actress Emma Corrin.
Most of all, thank you so much to Diana. You have taught me compassion and empathy beyond any measure that I could ever imagine.
Buckingham Palace is said to be not at all pleased that Meghan and Harry are sitting down for what is certain to be a knockout of an interview.
You've said some pretty shocking things here. Wait, hold up, wait a minute.
In other news today, the newly approved J&J COVID vaccine will start being administered as early as tomorrow morning, and the timing is perfect. Health officials say the new, more contagious variants are taking a stronger hold in the United States. Stephen Fabian reports.
Approved and on the move. The first vials of the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine are on their way.
First part of those doses on that UPS truck heading to the airport.
We're shipping as we speak. We expect to have almost 4 million doses out within the next 24 to 48 hours.
The nation's COVID task force hailed today's news, but warned everyone to stay vigilant.
Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities.
That message is getting some pushback, mostly aimed at Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Fauci, such a downer. You know, we're masks forever. I don't want to wear a mask forever.
He was also a target at CPAC.
Dr. Fauci is wrong a lot.
There's concern today that the conservative conference could prove to be a super spreader. Hundreds packed into an Orlando hotel ballroom for the event and scoffed when they were asked to wear masks.
Please, everyone, when you're in the ballroom, when you're seated, you should still be wearing a mask.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
Donald Trump's big speech is getting some mixed reviews today, with some describing it as stale.
So how the hell is it possible that we lost? It's not possible. You know, I won the first. We won the second.
He's still telling the same old lie that he won the election and hinted that he might run again in 2024.
Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
His favorite tune, still YMCA, but no dancing this time. And kids in California are celebrating today. They're going back to school this week.
Really?
Those are happy tears. After a long year of virtual learning, this little one finally gets to see her friends in person again.
A salute to Tiger Woods as a number of his fellow golfers wore his signature red and black during this weekend's PGA Tour event. And a message for him from a woman from his more tumultuous past. Here's Jim Murray.
Tiger Woods' former mistress number one is speaking out for the first time since that horrific accident.
Where were you when you heard about the accident?
I was out on the streets of New York with my daughter. It took me back a little bit. There was shock and it was upsetting.
Rachel Yucatel became famous for her central role in the Tiger Woods cheating scandal in 2009.
People wanted to create a monster.
But the accident is now rekindling her notoriety.
My life really came down to Rachel Yucatel, Tiger Woods' mistress. And I felt that that was really unfair to have to live in that highlight. And I don't want to be known as that person forever.
Now 46, she's the new spokesperson for the online dating app Seeking Arrangement, which matches women with so-called sugar daddies.
Sugar Baby and Sugar Daddies has come with a stigma. Once you take away that stigma, people aren't as ashamed to be part of it.
And was Tiger asleep at the wheel when he crashed? That's the theory being put forward today by accident investigator Jonathan Cherney, who visited the crash site with me last week.
These types of crashes are very common in situations where people fall asleep behind the wheel, they go unconscious, have a medical event.
Hope you guys are doing okay.
And that's Tiger's ex-wife, Elin, with their children, Charlie and Sam Alexis, out for the first time since the accident. They attended soccer practice in Florida.
Back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next, Lady Gaga's dog walker speaks out.
What he's saying today from his hospital bed.
Plus, runaway tires. This mom just lost her life.
Tires falling off of vehicles can become missiles.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Lady Gaga's stolen French bulldogs are back, and the search for the gunman who snatched them continues. Meantime, Gaga's dog walker, who was shot in the chest, is breaking his silence, as Lisa Guerrero reports.
Lady Gaga's wounded dog walker is speaking out today from his hospital bed and paid tribute to the French bulldog Asia. 4 days ago, while a car sped away and blood poured from my gunshot wound, an angel trotted over and laid next to me. My panicked screams calmed as I looked at her. I cradled Asia as best I could. Ryan Fisher posted images from the hospital room.
Lady Gaga's two stolen French bulldogs have now been safely returned after police say a Good Samaritan not involved with the dog napping found the two dogs in an alley tied to a pole in this neighborhood near downtown Los Angeles. The woman says she recognized the dogs from the media coverage.
We're also learning more about the police investigation. The night of the shooting, Fisher apparently stepped into Elmore Wine and Spirits on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. He walked another seven blocks with Gaga's three beloved French bulldogs, where he was ambushed and shot in the chest. The location where the woman who found the two dog-napped pooches on Friday night has not been revealed, but we know she turned in the dogs to a police station 6 miles away from the ambush scene. Owner Gary Nettleman breeds French bulldogs at New York Breeders in White Plains, New York. He says dog nappers tried to break in last year. He also says stolen French bulldogs are one of the most sought-after dogs on the dark web.
There is a very big black market because of the ease to take care of, the size, the amount of exercise it needs. When it comes to popularity of a French bulldog, I would have to say it's probably one of the number one scam dogs in the country.
It's being reported Gaga will, quote, gladly pay the Good Samaritan that $500,000 reward and the dog walker's medical bills. That totals more than $97,000. When we come back, tragedy on the highway from a flying tire. She was driving home from her son's baseball game when a tire flew off another vehicle and struck her windshield. She was killed instantly. As Les Trent reports, these kinds of accidents happen a lot more often than you'd think.
52-year-old Carol Hardy was killed instantly. Her son, who was asleep in the front seat, escaped with a hand injury. I spoke with her grieving husband, Ron.
What is your understanding of what happened?
Just a pretty much a freak accident.
These accidents keep happening, and you can't tell when or where they will occur. Tires falling off of vehicles can become missiles and leave a path of devastation, even death. Here, a loose tire smashes head-on into a vehicle. Runaway tires have even hit homes. Two tires get loose, smashing into the side of a car, and the second hits the roof as the driver barely escapes. And watch as this construction van loses control when a tire falls off, hurling off the highway to cars below. Mike Markashevsky is an accident reconstruction expert.
If you're driving down the highway, is there any way to avoid catastrophe if you see something like this coming towards you?
There's very little that the driver can do. When a projectile like that, a loose piece of debris on the highway comes into your windshield, there's not much that any occupant can do other than make sure that they're wearing their seatbelts.
Now Carol Hardy's family is left bereft, pondering a future without her.
She adored my kids. She We've been together for 33 years. She was awesome. She would do anything in this world for anybody, especially the kids.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends checking your tire pressure every month to prevent these kinds of accidents. When we come back, a spa day for a cat. Finally, even cats are stressed these days.
Look who's taking a day off.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
We're having spa day.
Spa day, okay. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's go, Chase.
This cat says, no way.
He doesn't want to go with you.
Let's go, Chase. Come on. Fine.
Guess Kitty needs some downtime. And that's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.